You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, finally, somebody is thinking. All right, a couple things have been going on now that's making some sense. All right, first of all, it looks like Europe has banned those x-ray machines with a lot of backsplash and radiation. I think they call them backscatter. They're going to use the nicer radio wave machines, but it looks like they are banning those x-ray scanners at the airport. Somebody's finally saying, can we please look at the radiation of this? Duh. All right, making some sense. Also, it looks like this 21-year-old Idaho man that had fired bullets at the White House is being charged. He has been arrested. He is being charged with attempted assassination. Makes perfect sense. Using assault rifle, spraying bullets at the residential floors of the White House. That actually occurred last Friday, but he got arrested today. I think he got arrested a couple days ago. All right, so good. Okay, making some sense. Making some sense. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are getting divorced. Doesn't shock me. I'm not saying it makes most sense, but all right. So it looks like, I don't have to be scratching my head. I've been, scratching my head a lot with this whole Occupy protest. We know that. I did start my own Occupy protest. I got off work. I was done with work early, had nothing to do. So I decided to Occupy Facebook. And the Occupy Facebook rally has gone on now for about maybe 2-3 hours. And no one's defecated yet, which is good. No defecation. I'm sure some people brought their communicable diseases with them, their lice, their scabies, their pneumonia, tuberculosis. But I haven't seen anybody catch it yet because we're all in front of our computer. Why am I protesting? I'm not protesting Facebook. I'm occupying Facebook. I think Facebook dominates 99% of our time during the day. And the 1% of us that want to get some work done can't. So I'm occupying Facebook. Hey, freedom of speech, baby. Freedom of speech. Yeah, somebody tried throwing wanted to throw a Molotov cocktail. Did you hear that about that at Macy's? All right, this is a 29-year-old man who lives at home, but apparently his parents say he's mentally ill. And they wanted him to go to the protest so he could meet some people and talk to people and, have some fun. And then he decides that he wants to, commit a terrorist act on Macy's. So, these are the people supporting you, President Obama. I mean, if this is, who's going to reelect you, that's who you represent. Fine. I got it. But you need to do something. I don't know if they ever closed down the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't think it happened. I heard in one of the cities, I don't know if it was Washington, D.C., only like a couple hundred people showed up and then they saw nobody else was there. So they all went home, after about an hour, not really organized people, huh? Right. Many of these people not really organized, not really enthused, not wanting to get out of bed in the morning. Right. Isn't that what caused them to lose their job to begin with? I don't know. Well, anyway, we got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about. More and more people are living to their 90s. Remember I predicted that? I said, it was easy to predict, but I think the average age of life expectancy is going to jump hugely within the next 5 to 10 years. But that's starting to be more commonplace for people to live till their 90s. That's wonderful. All right. Thanks to healthcare and the doctors. Thank you. Thank you very much to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah. There was a lady who had a pool cue tip stuck up her nose for 12 years. I don't think she lives in America. I think she lives in Europe. Nobody did a CAT scan on her. She coughs it out. It comes out, and then they decide to do the CAT scan. But, if you think you have something up your face and kind of festering there, right, get the CAT scan. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare won't pay for it. Fine. Whether Obamacare doesn't pay for it or not, you need to make sure you're not walking around with a pool cue. And we'll talk about why a pool cue up in your nose is not that healthy. So, we're going to open up the phone lines. Of course, I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're reopening the Natalie Wood case. Natalie Wood died 30 years ago on Thanksgiving weekend on their boat. She and Robert Wagner, who had remarried back in the 70s. In 1981, 30 years ago, roughly this time of year, she had died. And they're going to be reopening the case. We're going to talk about that. For those of you that want to follow me on Twitter, please do, at Dr. Dahlia. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook. You can offer me a cough drop. Love the cough drops. And then you go to our website, drdahlia.com. Don't forget to tell your local stations to add the Dr. Dahlia Show, and Genesis Communications Network will make that happen. We got Donovan working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I just wanted to know how Dr. Dahlia feels about genetically modified foods and her viewpoint on alternative medicine and holistic therapies. Thank you.
Okay. For those of you that don't get me live, you can always submit your questions. That one obviously wasn't live, but that's good. All right. How do I feel? Well, first, on alternative and complementary medicine, love it. Love it. See, I'm married to a chiropractor. My husband, Corey, chiropractor. So burly. So handsome. That's my husband. So I've always really dug chiropractic. I just think chiropractic has so many uses. Many of my patients that have migraines and torticollis and pinched nerves and sciatica, chiropractic has done phenomenal. I love massage therapy. I think massage therapy is wonderful. Different forms of alternative medicine. I actually started my practice, quick background on me, I'm family medicine, mainstream family medicine. Even though I love alternative medicine, I'm not well versed in it because I always practiced regular mainstream medicine, and I was lazy. I didn't have to learn that much of it because one of my partners, Dr. Stuart Curry, was family medicine, but he also got a degree in homeopathy and earned a degree in acupuncture. So he handled all the acupuncture and homeopathy, and I learned a lot from him and absolutely loved it. Now, unfortunately, practicing in Southern Nevada, you really don't get paid for alternative therapy. Many people didn't want to pay cash for alternative medicine. Insurance wouldn't do it, so he ended up moving to Portland, practicing up there. Great guy. But I learned a lot about homeopathy and how it works. I even took a homeopathic remedy myself when I was having a morning sickness. I was vomiting like crazy, and he had me take Epicac. Like, Epicac, that's what you give to kids to make them vomit. Well, I took the homeopathic Epicac, and it worked. So I just want to talk a little bit more about that, and then, yeah, genetically modified foods. I got a comment on that. So when we get back, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you're listening to me in a city where I'm not live, please call in, leave it on our message line, and we'll play it on air like we just did. So this one gentleman had asked about how I feel. He must be a new listener. He's probably like, what? Who's this Dr. Dahlia? Oh, this Dr. Dahlia is awesome. She rocks. Anyway, so yeah, honestly, I think alternative medicine, complementary medicine, homeopathic medicine, chiropractic medicine, I love it. I love it all. Unfortunately, I don't know as much about it as I want to because they don't seem to have as many studies. Like, you know, we've talked about when you pee, you know, in the shower, the urine on your feet prevent dryness. I can't tell you guys to pee in the shower. I'm not supposed to do that. I'm a board-certified family medical doctor, so I'm supposed to discuss and I'm supposed to advocate things that have been studied and proven. I do always love to entertain some questions. You know, some people will talk to me about algae or they'll ask me about the colloidal silver or they'll ask me about it. And as much as I know, I'll answer. You know, chelation. Some of my patients have done chelation for cholesterol. I didn't perform it. One of their doctors did. It worked. I think this stuff is cool. The only problem is again, there's not enough data with a lot of things, these things. So if ever I say, look, I can't recommend it, it's because there's some medical legal issues, okay? Because Dr. Dahlia, you're a wussy. Yeah, and that too. That too. Okay, so you also asked about genetically modified foods. This has kind of been a hot topic because people are like, oh, okay, you know, so now in the lab they're messing around with the foods. Well, here's the thing, okay? Before I went to medical school, I was a biology major. I majored in biology, minor in chemistry. So when I first heard about the genetically modified foods, if I kind of put my science cap on, and we in science do make ourselves science caps, it looks geeky, but that's just what you do. It sounded cool, okay? You know, how they used to do it is they try to breed two plants together that had desired traits. And if you breeded the plants together, had them do some lovey-dovey, you know, hopefully they would give birth to a plant that had the desired genetic traits that you wanted to. But unfortunately, that just takes too long and sometimes isn't accurate. What if the gene doesn't get expressed? So then they started to, you know, do genetic engineering. Well, what they could do is they could isolate the gene they want for a plant to have. Now, what possibly could they want a plant to have? Let's say there's a drought and there's a gene that could cause drought tolerance, so that plant could withstand a drought, last with less water. They could isolate that gene and insert it into a plant. And then when that plant grows progeny, those plants will hopefully have drought tolerance because it passed on the gene. Also, they decided, they at one time took a certain, I think, bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis or whatever. It's a bacteria that kind of occurs in corn that's lethal to insect larvae. So they took that from corn, stuck it into other crops so that they would be lethal to insect larvae. So what they're able to do is in a very quick setting, make plants more, you know, resistant to pesticides, more, you know, tolerant to certain herbicides, more disease resistant. Maybe these plants could deal with cold better, like I said, droughts, you know, and a variety of things. And of course, we're always worried about our food supply. Remember that scientist yesterday was making some meat. We talked about he was actually growing meat in a lab, although he said by the time he makes a burger, it's going to be about $325,000 to eat that burger. So people are always kind of trying to find ways of how to deal with the food supply. So the knowledge and the logic behind it, pretty cool. Okay, now let me put my doctor cap on. Okay, now when I put my doctor cap on, not as cool looking as my science cap. When I put my doctor cap on, yeah, it's got those two latex glove hands that can clap. It does kind of weird me out. And the reason why I get nervous, and maybe it's because I'm very spiritual and religious, it just, you know, I just think, okay, we're playing with what God made, you know. I mean, one thing they had suggested that could be an issue is, you know how, you know, kids are sometimes allergic to peanuts or people are allergic to peanuts. Well, what if screwing around with the genes, you come up with a new allergen? And we don't realize that's an allergen and somebody could, you know, so that's a thought. What if you transfer a gene to another species that didn't want it? Like, for example, farmers don't like weeds. None of us like weeds. Well, what if somehow that trait lands on a weed because they cross-pollinate? You know, I mean, you think in Occupy Wall Street, they're trying to kind of pollinate with each other and cross-pollinate. You should see what happens on a farm. So some of these crops, the pollen can blow into the weed. The weed will then get the new genetically altered trait, and now we have weeds that are resistant to everything. So you see, you really could be messing with nature. Also, you could have a little baby butterfly, a little innocent little doe-eyed little deer, you know, come over to the plant and eat it, and what you thought was only going to be lethal to insect larvae could be lethal to that doe-eyed little deer. So we really have to, when you're going to be messing with nature, we have to be prepared for the consequences. So I don't know. Right now, you know, are these foods toxic to humans? I don't think they've even really studied them. I don't think they've gone that far. I think there was one study in The Lancet that was talking about what some of these genetically modified potatoes do to the digestive tract in rats. I really don't know what that ever came of that. Again, it's some not really any specific studies that say it's good or bad. So, again, here I am. I really don't have an opinion. Would I eat a genetically modified food? Probably not. You know, right now my digestive system handles everything else pretty well. I mean, I tolerate, you know, beans as good as I can. It's difficult. That would be great. If they could make a bean that doesn't cause farting, then yes, I'd eat those. Also, onions. Onions, you know, really wreak havoc on my digestive system too, as some of you have probably heard. All right, so that's genetically modified foods. In a nutshell, pretty good stuff. Okay. All right. So let's talk about, this is kind of interesting. Samples of Einstein's brain have now come to Philadelphia Museum. I want to go to this. There's a medical museum in Philadelphia. How come nobody told me this? There's a medical museum in Philadelphia? I've got to see this. See, I collect antiques. Not that I'd steal anything from the museum, but I collect medical antiques. I just dig medical history. There's a medical museum in Philadelphia, Donovan. Oh, my God, I got to go. Okay, so it has pieces of Albert Einstein's brain. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope I don't climax. This is so exciting. Lucy Rourke Adams donated 46 slides of Albert Einstein's gray matter. Am I the only one finding this exhilarating? Albert Einstein's gray matter? Oh, my gosh. This is almost as exciting as me having some of Viggo Mortensen's ear hair. All right. Albert Einstein's gray matter is now at the Mutter Museum of the College of Physicians. The 82-year-old doctor neuropathologist has worked at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for 47 years. She wanted to make sure the slides were safely in a museum. Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, I would love to have pieces of Albert Einstein's ear. Well, no, that's Viggo Mortensen's. I would love to have Albert Einstein's gray matter. Oh, my gosh. Come on, guys. You have got to admit that's cool. Really. No, you don't think that's cool? Oh, I got to go. I really got to go. I got to figure out how to do this. Okay, so let's see. We were talking about Europe. Interesting. They've decided to ban those full-body x-ray scanners. Now, these x-ray scanners have actually been around for years. They came up with these about 13 years ago. And back then, 13 years ago, gosh, that's nothing, right? I was married 13 years ago. Yeah, first husband. No, I only had one husband. Only husband. Just in case you're listening. All right, so they had said, you know what, there's some issues with this, with radiation. So they kind of knew there were some radiation issues. Now, how much radiation do you get from those x-ray ones? All right, we actually have a couple of these machines. You have the backscatter x-ray machines. They're kind of big, huge boxes at LaGuardia and JFK. Some of you have seen them. They do use x-ray radiation. They say it's a very, very small amount, equal to 2 minutes of flying in an airliner. You know you get radiation when you fly in an airplane. That's why pilots are more at risk for melanoma and skin cancer, because they're up there. That's about 1/2500th of the recommended annual limits of exposure. So it's really, really small. Yet Europe is like, sorry, I just don't want it. So they are banning those x-ray machines. Now, they do have the milder radio wave machines. Those are radio band energy. They're supposed to be safer. I don't know if there's any radiation with that, but radio band, I think there's some. I was talking earlier in the hour how when I went to Dallas last month, I had to, I had just had a CAT scan the day before, so I really didn't want to go, through the x-ray scanner. And so I had the TSA agent do the pat down, and it was pretty involved. I was kind of shocked. I mean, she was touching boobies and all that. I didn't think it was going to be that involved. But I just really didn't want the radiation. But she said, what are you worried about the radiation? That's like an ultrasound. Those other machines are not like an ultrasound. All right, guys, when we come back, I want to talk to you more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Why are they reopening the case on Natalie Wood? Coming back in a few minutes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then?
For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I cannot believe I had no idea that there was a medical museum that existed such as that. I got to Google it. I go to these cities all the time for radio conferences and for medical conferences and to give talks. And, you know, if I knew that there could be a medical museum, I would just be rushing the door. So, thank you all for cluing me in, honestly. You know, listen, I know, you know, some of you guys call into questions. Many of you email me. You know, can you email me also something constructive, you know, something you think I would really want to know about, like a medical museum? That stuff I dig. For those of you that are on my Facebook page, I believe I have some of my medical antiques on there that I have. I have like a bloodletting instrument from the 1700s. I have a a syphilis syringe used during the Civil War. I have the box and everything. I have a I have a lot of stuff from also like the 1940s, World War II time. Have a stethoscope. I have a very one of the first EKGs. The old types of hearing aids. I have a hearing aid from I believe the 1920s. It's really long. Right, kind of how you did it. You kind of held it out like a trumpet so somebody could kind of speak into it. Really cool stuff. I should just invite you all over to my house and you can see my display. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about the TSA because, you know, we have Thanksgiving around the bend. Yay! Happy Thanksgiving! Yay! I have a great-grandma died, so we're going to a we're unveiling her gravestone, I believe that's what we're doing. It's an unveiling. And then we're going to, you know, do Thanksgiving. I never travel for Thanksgiving. I always work. So I'm a little nervous about, you know, the delays. I hate traveling during holidays. I haven't traveled, I don't think, ever during Thanksgiving, ever, because my folks always lived where I lived. And my husband's family used to live in L.A., so we would just drive down to L.A. I've never had to fly over Thanksgiving. And so I'm a little nervous because I really don't want to be stuck in an airport with the kids. I hate it. Plus, then I miss doing the show. Some of you guys are gonna have to be listening to best ofs, and I hate making you do that because I love being live, or having you listen to me delayed, I guess, one way or another. But this is an interesting story about a pilot who got trapped in the plane's bathroom. Did you hear about this? All right, this is kind of funny. Now, it was a small plane. It was like an 18 passenger plane, Chautauqua Airlines. Okay, it was an 18 passenger Chautauqua Airlines flight from Asheville, North Carolina to LaGuardia. Now, the pilot had to step out to go pee. So he leaves the cockpit to go to the bathroom, and rules are you need to have two people in the cockpit at all times. So the other co-pilot was there, and then they had the flight attendant go in and sit where the pilot sat. I don't know if the stewardess knows how to fly a plane or whatever, but at least she sits there, keeps the other co-pilot happy, and everyone's happy. So the first pilot that had to pee, you know, went. Everything went fine. Prostate worked well from what I could understand. But as he tried to leave, the bathroom door handle broke, so he couldn't get out. Now, he was banging, making noise, but you couldn't hear in the cockpit because that door was closed and it was noisy. So he gets the attention of one of the passengers. And he asked one of the passengers to get the attention of the co-pilot. Now, the passenger, though, what was hilarious was apparently he had a real thick Middle Eastern accent. So he's banging on the door. Oh, let me in. I got the password. Let me into cockpit. You know, and then the co-pilot then radios to the air traffic control saying, you know, what I'm being told is the other pilot is stuck in the lavatory and someone with a thick foreign accent is giving me a password to access the cockpit. I'm not about to let him in. So then air traffic control told the pilot to declare an emergency and just get the plane on the ground. Right. Meanwhile, the first pilot's still probably, you know, taking toilet paper out of his pants and, you know, the seat cover that got stuck, right? Okay, then, after checking the status of the passenger cabin through a peephole, the flight attendant exited the cockpit, helped the pilot free himself from the bathroom, right? Only in airplanes, right? And then after he explained the ordeal, the pilot landed the plane. Look, I had to take a... I mean, what did he have to explain? I don't know. Then fighter pilots who were alerted were told to stand down. Fighter pilots were told to stand down, and then the aircraft was met by officials from FBI and the Port Authority, who spoke to the passengers and said, "Look, all I wanted to do is help out the pilot. I had to take a pee, you know, to the bathroom." So apparently, they realized it was all a misunderstanding, and the passenger with the thick accent was able to go home. Whew, boy, now, you see why I don't want to fly on Thanksgiving? You see? Man, oh, I like it. It's all nice and safe at Genesis. It's all nice and safe. All right, so that's that big ordeal. All right, so this is kind of interesting. So Natalie Wood, okay, we've talked about, we probably haven't talked about her. I talked about her earlier on the show. She was in West Side Story. Right? I'm so pretty. See, yeah, she sounded exactly like that. Yeah, so Natalie Wood, 30 years ago, this coming week, had died while being on a boat with her husband, Robert Wagner. I think Robert Wagner was heart to heart, and most of us know him for the Austin Powers movies, right? He's number two. Now, so what had happened was they were, I think, off Catalina Island, And she was with her husband, Robert Wagner. They had been married in the 50s. Then they divorced 5 years later, went on to marry other people, have kids, and then they remarried in the 70s. So they were back together by 81 still. And Wagner and Wood had invited Christopher Walken to be their guest on Catalina. I think this is before he was in the James Bond movie, right? Was he in the James Bond movie? No. No. But he was in an Adam Sandler movie. All right. So they invited Hey, this isn't E, right? I don't do entertainment news. All right, but anyway, okay, so Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood had invited Christopher Walken. They had a wonderful dinner, really, really yummy. They had drinks at the Doug's Harbor Reef. They returned to the boat and continued to drink until Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken had an argument, probably who they thought the best 007 was. Now, Wagner told the Times in 2008 that the argument concerned how much of one's personal life should be sacrificed in pursuit of one's career. He said he was upset that Christopher Walken was advocating that his wife, Natalie Wood, should give everything to her art, even at the expense of hubby and children. So apparently while they were arguing, Wood was like, you know what, I'm leaving. She goes to the master cabin's bathroom. Robert Wagner said he and Christopher Walken eventually calmed down, said goodnight, but when he went up to bed, he said Wood wasn't there. And I guess it's been believed that the yacht's dinghy had come loose and that Wood came up on deck to tie it up, and then no one's heard anything since. Well, apparently they're reopening this case. There's been an anonymous third party who said that the captain of the boat had new recollections about the case from 30 years ago. So the law enforcement official that received this letter has now decided to open up the case. So, horrible, horrible story. So tragic. But, I wonder what, recollections the captain has. Kind of spooky. I tell you, I get the chills because a very good friend of mine, was missing after a cruise. She was on one of the Carnival cruises that went down to Cabo years ago. And she and her husband and her little son went on this Carnival cruise. Great cruise line. Cabo, great city. I've been there. You know, very Americanized. But a lot of stores, very festive. And she had asked me to come with them. And I'm like, I had two young kids. I'm like, I can't go. She's like, oh, please, come on. You can, your husband can watch him. Come with me. And I regret that I didn't. But she went, I didn't. She went with her husband. Husband and son took a nap on the cruise ship. She told them, fine, you guys go take a nap. I'm going to go back out, do some more shopping. And they hadn't seen her since. When they woke up, the boat was already disembarked. They were already at sail. And the husband calls me up at first. You know, he says he doesn't know if she fell off the boat. They don't know if she was abducted. But then they believe that she was possibly abducted while she was going shopping. And, of course, they need medical records, et cetera. And it was very, very sad. They never found her. And so, I get nervous with everything, don't I? Jeez, I don't want to fly over the holidays. I don't want to fly over the holidays because I'm afraid of the airplane. I don't like to fly over the holidays because I'm afraid of delays. I just watched this Cheers episode. Did you guys see this one Cheers episode where Frasier was trying to hold a psychological group on the plane? And as there was turbulence, they were going, meow, meow, meow. And then he gets scared and he cries for his mommy. That would probably be me. Yeah. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is so sassy and so stimulating. Not so stimulating for Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. I guess now they are filing for divorce. It's official because she tweeted it. You know, they make such a big deal with Twitter in these two's lives. I don't understand it. I still can't get over why Twitter is as popular as it is. You know, when I first heard about it, I actually heard about it because the sister of one of the founders went to, I guess her daughter is a part of my kid's school or whatever. Anyway, we see each other at school. And I was like, well, that kind of sounds cute. I didn't think it was had really anything to do with Facebook. And again, I'm having a problem right now with Facebook because we're occupying Facebook. And I don't know if the Facebook owners love the fact that we're occupying Facebook right now. But, you know, I was like, really? Twitter? So what? You know, so what do? There's a little birdie. I didn't think guys were going to like that because the birdie looks kind of feminine. And then I'm like, all right, so, you know, you just kind of put what you're doing at the time. I was like, well, you know what? I'm too busy with Facebook. I can't. And it caught on. I still haven't gravitated to it as much. The only reason why I tweet is it's attached to the Facebook. So every time I post something, I can make sure all my Facebook fans get it and my Twitter fans. So I'm working on it. So you're getting tweets. Just I don't know how to answer people back. People can tweet to you and then you have to tweet them back. I don't get that. I just don't. Maybe I'm too old. And of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, please do it, Dr. Dahlia. Like I said, you'll get great information. I just don't know how to answer you back. I know how to do that on Facebook. And so, you know, apparently with this whole Demi Moore Ashton Kutcher thing, they've had a very sensationalized relationship where there's been tweets going back and forth. Of course, recently, the possible infidelity claims of Ashton Kutcher, and then, you know, they were trying to keep the relationship under wraps, but there were all these stupid tweets going back and forth. But from what I understand, she finally tweeted that they are getting a divorce. It is with great sadness and a heavy heart that I've decided to end my 6-year marriage to Ashton. You know what? Maybe that's what tweet is supposed to be. That's how you do a press release. Are press releases supposed to be now put out on Twitter? I thought press releases are, you go to the newspaper. Well, here's the thing. If you only have a couple followers, no one's going to see your press release. Probably these guys, it's pretty huge. Oh, well, I don't think either of them are sad. She still has a great career. He's now on 2.5 Men or 3.5 Men or whatever that show is, so he's probably happy. Well, you know who also is happy is Justin Bieber. Now that paternity suit has been dropped, he still wants to take the DNA test. Right? He says he doesn't want to be a victim. He's tired of people, you know, questioning him about his sexuality, about his paternity. So he's going to do the DNA testing once and for all. Good for him. All right, good for him. I still don't think I know one Justin Bieber song. I don't. I have boys, so even if I ask them about Justin Bieber, they get all mad at me. You know, they do. They're also mad at me that I'm doing the Occupy Facebook thing. They're afraid that, you know, we're going to stop traffic, we're going to stop bridges, someone's going to throw a Molotov cocktail. Look, this is a very peaceful demonstration. I'm representing 99% of Americans. All right, now, this story just really gave me the creeps. There's a marriage counselor. Now, I'm sorry, not a marriage counselor. She's a school counselor in a high school who's married. She's 43 years old, and now she's going to probably go to jail for 10 years because she was sexting one of the students, 15 years old, naked pictures of herself. Disgusting. This woman's 43. She's married. She has an 8-year-old kid. And allegedly, she sent a 15-year-old boy 30 photographs of herself posing nude and having sexual phone conversations. 15-year-old kid. 15-year-old kid. Oh, my gosh. The parents got wise because he was talking to her in the early hours of the morning. So they were probably like, see, remember I told you guys, if your kids are having any sort of sexual activity, it's not going to be on a Saturday night when they're all dressed up running around with a thing of roses. No, it's going to be early morning or it's going to be after school. So you need to watch them like a hawk. So apparently early morning, they were having some exchange. The kid loved it. From what it looks like, the police sent a search warrant to Stewart's home, seized a computer, seized her cell phone. According to the arrest warrant, she did admit to sending close-up images to the teen. She called him close-up. Whew. All right, this is in Texas. She met the teen 2 years ago through Facebook. pedophile. Facebook messages and texts became sexual, and investigators are still trying to determine if the relationship went beyond texting. Oh, that grosses me out. All right, a profile on the school's website said Stewart was in her 21st year in education, 5 as a teacher, and 15 as a school counselor. She would be counseling these kids. All right, she's known as Cindy, and she's on paid administrative leave. Paid administrative leave. She's being held in jail prior to a bond hearing on Friday, which would probably be much less than Sandusky's, or much more than Sandusky's, after being charged with receipt of child pornography and solicitation of a minor to engage in sexual conduct. The maximum sentence for the charge is 10 years. Parents, you have got to know what your kids are doing and who your kids are doing it with, okay? These texts and these sexts, which I can't say with my lisp, and these emails and tweets and Facebook posts and run-ins, you have to know. This whole privacy thing, I think, is a crock of crap. If your kid does not want you to see his phone, then you take his phone away. When he moves out of the house and pays his own bills and pays for his own phone service, then he can have his own phone. And when he's not going to be involved in a child pornography suit or pedophilia issue, then fine, he could do whatever. But while he's still a minor and living in your home and you're paying the bills, the phone is yours. You look at every single text, every single tweet. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, my son has a girlfriend and they need privacy. Really? Okay, if you're 15-year-old, feels like they need to send some sexual messages to another person. Isn't that illegal in some states if that girl is underage too? All right, if they're sending pictures to themselves, look, okay, two people could be in love, that's fine. But when they're kids, they do not have to do lovey-dovey cybersphere stuff. And teach them that's not appropriate. Look, I've been married to my husband for 15 years. Do you think he wants to take a picture of me? Do you think... Do you think my husband wants me to send him a naked picture of myself? Do you? Trust me. He told me, of course, in light of the whole sexting issue, that he would rather vomit than me send a picture of myself. You see how he wants to protect me legally? He doesn't want me doing that. He said, you know, he would rather Pamela Lee Anderson put herself at risk with tweeting or texting a sexual picture. But me, he doesn't want any harm to become of me, and I shouldn't send him the pictures. So I obliged. No, but, you know, seriously, guys, what our children are doing right now is just frightening. I think there was a pretty significant statistic today that came out that 1 in 8 kids are hurting themselves. I mean, they said cutting or harming themselves. What are these kids doing? I mean, are they being bullied? Are they embarrassed because a sext or a naked picture? What Australian researchers followed 1,800 teens in Victoria, Australia from 1992 to 2008 and said 1 in 12 kids had harmed themselves. So we're talking 8%. They said the study came from the teenagers, and most of them had depression and anxiety. I'm reading this pretty quickly. All right, well, that's bad. Okay, that's bad. Listen, you have to be aware of what they're doing, okay? Two teenagers in this city, of parents who I knew very well, killed themselves. Two daughters in their teenage years. And we don't know why. The family hasn't shared if it was a bullying issue, if it was a boyfriend who turned them down. We don't know. But honestly, I mean, if I could live in my kids' rooms, I would. You know, you've got to know what's going on. You've got to know what they're thinking. You've got to know who's hurting them. And you have to know who's assaulting them or who's hitting on them. I mean, first of all, I don't really think a 15-year-old should really be on Facebook unsupervised. And this woman found him on Facebook, this teacher? Crazy. Disgusting. All right. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay tuned. We got more Dr. Dahlia. Please don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Y'all be safe.
Take me down to the little white church. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.